Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I am delighted to say that sitting across from me today is the very talented Irish actor Barry Ward. You'll know him from his standout performances in The Fall and Bad Sisters, but today we're diving into his latest role in an incredible movie. I absolutely love this movie. It's called Restless. It comes out in cinemas today. Barry, hi.
Good morning.
So, Restless, let's get the kind of the story out so people can understand this, because I think this is one people are going to want to see, and particularly I think in the cinema, because this movie is, well, you just said the words actually, it packs a punch. That's a great way to describe it. So give everybody the kind of the plot outline without any spoilers.
So Restless is a universal story found in the particular, and I think everyone will relate to it. Thank you. It's about a young woman moving into her first home, and she finds herself living next door to pretty loud and rowdy neighbours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it kicks off from there.
And what's great about it is it's so relatable all the way through, because it starts off and you're kind of like, you know, she's missing sleep. You're like, oh God, you know what it's like when you lose sleep and you have a bad night and the next day you're a bit frazzled, and then, but if you miss a second night then, and this is kind of basically how it unfolds, is the unraveling of this woman.
That's exactly.
And it is. So, look, I'll play the trailers. Have a quick listen to this. You'll get a sense of what it's all about.
I think someone's moving in next door.
I'm sure the new neighbours will be lovely. Give them a chance, okay?
They go all night, every night.
You'll start World War III, Nicola.
That's the idea.
Ah, oh, that's the idea. Yes, all hell breaks loose. And the thing is, you identify, Barry, with this woman and her unraveling as it goes along, because you're always on her side. Even when she's absolutely crazy about what she does, you're absolutely on her side. You know what I mean?
Totally. It's really getting under people's skin, because I think we've all had experiences, if not directly, then someone we know with neighbours.
Bad neighbours, 100%.
As you said, exactly, when you're losing sleep, your mind does start to unravel.
Let's talk about your role in this, because you play a parking enforcement officer called Kev. And I have to say, I laughed out loud the very first time that Barry Kev appears in the show, or in the movie. I don't want to say what it is, because I want everyone else to see it. But there's an interchange between you and the main character. And at the very end, you just do something with her car. And I just want to leave it. It made me laugh so hard. It was so beautifully timed and well-written and well put together and well-acted. But tell us about Kev. Like, Kev is, he kind of becomes a little bit of an island for her in the sea of madness.
Yeah, exactly. So I think my role in it is really as a kind of counterweight to the intensity of her domestic life, which is being ruined by these noisy neighbours. And I'm offering some kind of a little bit of a comic foil, and it's much lighter now, and we go on an awkward date.
The date is great.
We're like old friends who grew up. But yeah, I become something of an unassuming saviour in a way, where she leans on me to help in her situation. But I'm far from heroic.
No, that's true. Although at one point you do try, and we'll leave that again, what happens there. We'll leave that to everybody to go and see it. It's in the cinemas today. It comes out April 4th. Aren't you hosting a screening tonight?
So I'm introducing it tonight at the IFI. Oh. It's a 6:30 kickoff to launch its release. And the thing with these kind of movies is it's so such a micro budget. It's tiny.
Yes.
The fact that it has got this far and got a cinema release is just miraculous, really.
Well, it is genuinely really, really brilliant. And Lindsay Marshall is amazing. She plays Nikki in it as well. And the two of you, I said, and Dean, the character Dean, he's intimidating. He's, you know, there's a lot going on. So I would genuinely recommend you go and see this, particularly in the cinema as well. And in terms of when this was shot, how long ago this was shot, as you said, like micro budget sometimes for small films like this. This wasn't a huge, you know, a huge Hollywood blockbuster. This was like a really, really good indie movie.
That's right, and it's so contained, which, gives it its intensity, because it largely takes place in two houses, really. Yeah, you're going between the two. You get out and meet me in the wider world, as it were. But a movie like this, it was shot for about £200,000in about 2 weeks. My work was done in about 3 days, so it was really minor.
That's wild.
Stuff. But what it achieves is such a, as we said, a powerful punch that it packs, and it's really cinematic. You know?
It is. It genuinely is.
Music.
Yeah.
And they make a virtue of those small spaces, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And you've done everything. You've done the tight 3-day indie, you know, low budget thing, and you've done the huge production, you've done obviously Bad Sisters, you know, like, does it make much of a difference to your role when the budgets are big or the budgets are small? Or do you just approach everything exactly the same way?
Yeah, you'd approach everything the same, I think, roughly speaking. And the kind of work on camera is certainly the same. It's off camera you notice the difference.
So it's like a packet of crisps and a can of Fanta, or, oh, look at the lovely thing, the platter they've laid out for us today.
Exactly. And you're sat on the side of a road in a ditch supping on that Fanta, or you're in a nice big trailer.
Okay.
With runners feeding you.
That would be extremely nice, in fairness. Let's talk a little bit about Trespasses, if we can. This is a new Channel 4 one you're in. Putting you back together on screen with Gillian Anderson? You were in The Fall together?
I was. You know what? We don't actually share screen time in either of these jobs.
Oh, do you not? Okay. Have you ever come across her then on set even? No.
Just passing.
Okay, okay. But what's Trespasses about?
So it's based on the debut novel from Louise Kennedy, and it's about, you know, lovers from across the divide in Northern
Ireland.
Troubles
in the 70s, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right. And featuring the brilliant Lola Pettigrew as a young Catholic teacher, and Tom Cullen as a Protestant lawyer.
Right.
Yeah. Professionally far apart as well. But it's a beautiful period piece adapted by Alva Keoghan, and it's a four-part series for Channel 4, which I expect will come out later this year.
Keep an eye on that one. Let's talk Bad Sisters for a second then. Obviously, like, you've had your role in that, and it's just gone strength to strength, success to success. I mean, we're all waiting to hear, is there going to be a Series 3? But after the success of Series 2, I can only imagine. But Fergal Loftus, I mean, he's a good character to sink your teeth into, right?
Yeah, big time. You know, in some ways a complex man.
Yeah.
In some ways very simple and straightforward, and what you see is what you get. But a joy to get to play some golf, which is something I don't do.
There you go.
Yeah, and to fake it, you know, with my hurling grip that I think you guys pointed out the last time.
Absolutely. But hey, look, this is what it's all about. You've got to method act these things. But look, it's great. I wouldn't press you for any insider information, but look, I can't imagine there won't be a Series 3. So we wait and see what everybody does there. Sharon Horgan's the powerhouse behind it, so fingers crossed. But Restless, out in cinemas today, the 6:30 IFI screening today, hosted by Barry, if you want to go. I woke up this morning, I knew you were coming in, and I had what's called a brainwave. Now, they're not always good, my brainwaves, Barry, I'll be honest with you, but I had a brainwave, and I decided to create a little game to play with you when you're in today. So we're going to play a game called, well, I'll just let the music take care of it.
Is Barry Ward bored?
Is Barry Ward bored? Is a game I dreamt up this morning at about 6:56. And the game is, I love facts, Barry, right? And I'm going to test to see whether you think my facts are good or boring, okay? So I want you to imagine that you have five, you know those, you know where they rate things in magazines and all, and they go like 5 stars, mm-hmm. or like 5, you know, rock symbols for a great record or whatever. I want you to think you're bored Barry Ward head. So you give me 5 bored Barry heads if you think the facts is terrible, mm-hmm. and you give me 1 if you think it's great, and somewhere in between if it's... Is that cool?
Let's do it.
Okay, what an amazing game.
Yeah.
He's going with me. He's very patient.
Can I share with you my brainwave?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get the ball rolling on a Is Barry Ward board game.
Come on! We're already developing this into multiple income streams, guys. It's going to happen. Barry, first one. In English, 12... is the largest number that has just one syllable.
That's not even a fact.
It is literally a fact.
It's the largest number with one syllable. Well, that's actually a good question. Yeah, I'd go with that.
Would you give me the loads? Because you're okay with that. Is it 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, it's you know, it gets you thinking. We'll go 3.
3. Okay, 3 board Barry heads. I'm doing well so far. In football, Spain won an entire World Cup scoring 8 goals in the whole tournament. 4 goals in 3 group games, and each of the remaining 4 games, including the final, they won 1-0.
Yeah, but it's probably not too deviant from the standard. Most teams probably win a World Cup with similar stats, so we'll go... Four.
Give me four. Okay, see, so I'm not doing so well now. Okay. Okay, so you're just back from London. You've lived there for a long time.
Fact. One.
No. Excellent. That wasn't a fact, but I got a score. Contrary to popular belief, only 45% of the London Underground is underground.
Oh, that's very interesting. 45%.
55%. More than half is overground.
Wow, that's good, because that could win you free booze at a pub quiz.
There you go. This could
happen.
I'll
give you a 1.5.
A 1.5. Okay, I'm good. Looking good.
So you're going to split my face for that half mark.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm doing that. One of these things down the bottom, yeah. Herring fish communicate by flatulence. So they basically fart talk to each other.
Don't we all?
Five. Five, okay. And my final fact today to see is Barry Ward Board. The tongue is the only muscle in your body. It's only connected at one end.
Oof. Besides those with tails.
Fair, I suppose I should have said human. And most of us don't have tails. And also, if I'm assuming you're not massively injured and haven't pulled a muscle off your, you know. So, assuming everything is just normal enough, your tongue is the only muscle that's
tasty.
Tasty, okay.
Two for that.
Okay, I'll take it. Thank you very much. Barry Ward. Is Barry Ward bored? He wasn't that bored, I don't think. I'll take it.
Thoroughly engaged.
Okay,
man,
there we go. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, quick fire round before you go. I do this with all my guests. What are you currently obsessed with?
Whoa, wow.
I know,
political,
it's a big
philosophy.
One. Oh, really?
I'm doing a master's in philosophy, so I'm way down in texts.
Incredible.
And I'm still attached to the previous module, which was on consciousness, and that's been a long-term
obsession. That is a lot. And so where are you, what university is this with?
I'm doing it through Open University.
Open University, brilliant.
All at home.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's incredible, right. That's a great answer. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh. As in, like, in a photo that I took on a long lens.
Could be a photo, could be long lens, yeah. Could be that, or it could be a phone number, or is it Instagram?
Dermot Whelan.
Would you believe he's coming in and sitting in that chair on Monday? So I'll tell him that you said that. He'll be delighted.
I'll leave a communication via herring star.
For herring flatulence, absolutely. Think back to when you were 8 years old. You're in second class in school. What school would you have been in back then?
St. John Bosco's.
John Bosco's, I know it. What was in your lunchbox, Barry Ward?
Oof. I'd say white bread, slice of ham, and no butter, and a packet of crisps.
No butter, just a dry bread sandwich, yeah.
Yeah.
A pack of crisps, that was the treat, was the crisps, yeah. Yeah.
That was the main sustenance.
Oh, that was the crisps were the main thing. And the final question, Barry, I ask all my guests, because I don't, proudly, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yeah, I mean, they're getting washed anyway, right? Because of gravity.
Well, no, so this is what I say. I say hair hotspots, right? They get a scrub, and then gravity takes care of everything else. I'm not scrubbing my legs. Are you?
Yeah. I mean, I'd often have like mucky patches on them from sliding tackles.
Wow, so you're still playing ball?
A little bit, yeah. Just sliding tackles.
Okay, well, obviously. Yeah.
Out in the grass. About a ball.
Yeah, just sliding tackle people in the park. Barry Ward, it's great to catch up. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck at the movie. Restless is what it's called. Please go and see it in the cinema. In fact, if you're around in Dublin tonight, go at 6:30 in the IFI. Barry will introduce the movie. It is properly brilliant. Edgier seat stuff. Thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dave Moore on Today FM.